Hello, hi, and welcome to this Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show, a midweek show where I ponder on a subject that you, my most excellent listeners, have emailed, DM'd, or written to me about. I am, of course, your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and last week I asked you, in the previous Bullet Points episode, I asked if you would be interested in hearing a podcast conversation with a panel of women discussing the kind of conversations we have around pregnancy and having children. And this was prompted by several questions I've received on my own IG stories, Instagram stories, where I'm asked if I'm okay about being childless or whether I want to have children. I'm relatively unbothered by the question. I know what my answer is and there's no painful backstory. But because I have friends for whom these types of questions are so painful, I always try to answer sensitively and with them in mind. Many of my friends have gone through horrendous struggles with fertility and others are still going through it. And I know that being asked that question, even though it might seem like a very obvious thing, you know, where are you in your life? It's a good way that we can gather a marker of somebody. I know that there are friends who really are affected by it. And as the response would suggest, I had a really, really huge response to that particular episode. Hundreds of you commented on the post on Instagram that I created, and I received so many emails and DMs, and apologies if you've emailed me and I haven't got back to you yet. There were so, so many. But all of you said that you would like to hear a conversation between women who perhaps have children, want children and are trying for more, someone who has or is struggling to conceive or become a parent, and someone who doesn't want to start a family or have kids. I mean, there are lots of different scenarios here, but essentially you all said, please put that panel together so because you would like to hear that conversation. So trust me, I'm working on it. Now, on Instagram, when I asked the question, is it ever okay to ask people when they are having or whether they want kids? There were so many comments and reasons why many of you thought it wasn't okay. And there was also the one comment said that it was vilifying the question and would lead to the discourse being eliminated. And I just want to say that's entirely incorrect. I know that I don't often ask these kind of is it okay questions so bluntly and directly, but I was disappointed by that reaction, because what I'm hoping to do with this is find a helpful way to have this conversation and move the way we speak about this subject forward in a productive and meaningful way, so that we're not navigating a very difficult terrain, and we can either ask or not ask, or basically understand why it might be painful, and that might inform how we maybe bring that subject up, if in fact we even do, moving forward. And I just have to say, your comments and DMs have been so wonderful and eye-opening, and I appreciate your honesty and your candor if you didn't take the time to get in touch. I was taken aback by the amount of feedback and the amount of comments and the amount of emails and the amount of DMs. I love them, you know, it's my favorite part of the day, but I am just trying to get through them. But I realized quite how much we need to have this conversation, because trust me, none of the responses were brief. They were all very well thought out, very considered, and really good reasons for why it's a difficult conversation, but one that we need to have. Every single one of you ended your email with, so please do create that show. So to that end, I'm currently working on getting a panel together so we can have this conversation on tape and allow people the opportunity to express what their experiences is like. So this is me letting you know, watch this space. And also from my IG stories this week, well, quite a few questions about mental health. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Emma Gunns. You'll know that a few times a week I do an Ask Me Anything, and it's completely open. It can be about anything. And trust me, we have things like, what sports bra is that? What coffee machine do you use? Do pizza or pasta? But then we can also get into the quite deep stuff, and that's where the children question comes up, or mental health. And one question in particular really stood out to me, and I found myself really thinking about it. And so I wanted to just dig into it a little bit on this Bullet Points episode. You know that these are the shorter midweek shows where we just kind of riff on something and then maybe take it to the Facebook group. And indeed, we will be doing that with this. But I'm sure we can all relate to that feeling of dread as our brains serve us up episodes of our lives, like a horror movie, where we behave like a jerk or we behaved in a hateful way. I know mine does. And it usually occurs during a spiral. And if you let your brain freewheel, I don't know about you, but mine will just take me back to tricky conversations, awful encounters, and how I could have done something differently, and will punish me, will show me in a way that will be quite negative and will be quite hard on me. And especially given that you have the benefit of hindsight as this movie plays in your mind, it can be really upsetting, and it can bring you down. And I can easily find that I'm beating myself up for something that happened years and years and years ago that I have absolutely no control over to change. I mean, it happened, there we go. And one follower asked specifically, how do you forgive yourself for past mistakes? And it was such a brilliant question. Like I said, I couldn't really shake it. I answered on Instagram, and then into the evening I was thinking about it, and I thought I would ask you, basically, because you've proven from the last episode that you have excellent insight. And it made me think about the idea of forgive and forget, because when I originally read that question, bearing in mind on Instagram I don't have a huge amount of space to type, how do you forgive yourself for past mistakes? It made me think about the idea of forgive and forget, because forgive is obviously in the question. And I have to be honest, I've personally never really been able to put that into practice towards myself or anyone else for that matter. And I remember when I had the brilliant Jeff Thompson on the podcast in 2020, beginning of 2020, I think it was one of my last in-person podcasts before we all went into lockdown. He said something which, again, he's so right, but I still kind of go, my brain can't really compute it, which is, forgiving someone doesn't mean you've let them off. Whereas in my head, I guess my programming thinks, well, yeah, if you forgive them, you're saying it's okay. And that's why forgive is the easier part of the equation in a way, because it's basically parking whatever has happened and moving on, which is why the forget part is so difficult. So if someone breaks your trust, for example, and they do it once and you move on, that's fine. But if they do it again, you have the data to prove it was likely to happen. So to keep forgiving and forgetting could make you feel as though you're just setting very, very poor boundaries with the people in your life and allowing them to ride roughshod over your feelings. And I think that's where I have always come a little bit unstuck, even though, as Jeff said, and I know he's right because he's wise beyond anything I've ever encountered in a human, my brain doesn't compute. So I mentioned in my response about acceptance and about accepting. And accepting is where I end up finding myself with these things. And it has allowed me to cut myself and the people around me a break and some slack. And have I always acted in a way that I'm proud of? Nope. Can I look back and think about things that I would definitely not do now that I have the benefit of years of living and wisdom, hopefully? Absolutely. There are things that I wish I could take back, but there's nothing I can do about them. They happened. And so I try not to beat myself up about it. Realize that I didn't know then what I do now, and make sure that's not how I act in the future. And just remembering as well that you are often viewing these films that are playing in your mind through the benefit of hindsight. So you might not have had all the data that you have now then, and actually, even though you might not be happy about how you behaved or acted, it was what you had available to you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At that age, at that time. And I guess the reason I'm bringing this up on bullet points is because it's something I didn't know I had access to, that idea of accepting and acceptance, until I did therapy. And there's something so freeing about seeing a situation that causes you distress, realizing there's nothing you can do about it, and accepting it. Now, obviously, this isn't true for everything, but there were some situations that I had spent my life trying to reconcile in my mind, and I couldn't because they seemed unfair or unjust. And so I just kept going round in circles of, it was so unfair, it was so unjust, it shouldn't have happened to me, and just not even realizing that on in the background, there was just this constant fight of, this wasn't okay. But accepting them and committing to learning from them actually was a step that felt very empowering. So clearly, as I said, on Instagram, I don't have the luxury of a huge word count, which is why I wanted to share this on this particular episode of Bullet Points. And I'll do what I did on the previous episode and create a post about this on Instagram that you can share your comments on, and I'll also add it to the Facebook group, because your insights and your comments and your feedback about the subject of how do we talk about having children when there are those of us who want them, those of us who don't want them, and those of us who are trying and struggling, they were so insightful, they were so important, the feedback was so brilliant that I would be really interested to hear what your insights are on this particular topic. How do you feel about the idea of forgive and forget? Do you think it is letting somebody off? Have you leaned into things like acceptance, and has it been helpful for you? If you are somebody who forgives easily, how do you forgive and then set a boundary? I would love to hear from you. And because it prompted such a, I did think about it a lot after that question came in. I'm looking for an expert, somebody who may be a therapist or what have you, who can really unpick these in a way that kind of explains what's going on in our heads and how we can forgive and forget with purpose and in a meaningful way. So, put a pin in that, but let's have a chat about this on Instagram and also in the Facebook group. So on Instagram, I'm at Emma Guns, and in the Facebook group, and the link to join the Facebook group is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode, or just go to Facebook and type in The Emma Guns Show, the forum, and it should come up. But I'll do a post in there, and it would be lovely to see you. If you haven't joined and you're now going to join, please answer the question and agree to the forum rules, otherwise I can't let you in. But if you do that, then I can let you in and we can have a good old chat about this and many other things. I might be starting this particular conversation, but you're very welcome to come in there and join a conversation of your own to get the brilliant and most excellent members of the Facebook group to weigh in and offer their helpful counsel and insight on something that might be important to you too. So please don't be shy about getting in touch, which means I should probably end on, and if you want to speak to me personally, you can DM me on any of those platforms, Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Emma Guns, and obviously the Facebook group, or you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And I'll tell you this, it really is the best part of this job, which I'm so honoured and privileged to be able to do, which is to get to chat to you. So please don't be shy. Get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you. And I hope that you enjoy this midweek show. If you like this kind of format where it's kind of throwing a question up into the air and then taking it into the social platforms, again, let me know, because I do try to create shows that you will love and that you will find useful and that you will find helpful. So if this is the kind of thing you like, then let me know and we'll keep doing it. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.